神要我们单单的来依靠他。
It is God's heart wants us to rest on Him alone.
他要我们知道他与我们同在。
He wants us to be clear about the fact that He is with us.
若是我们依靠神。
If we trust in God,
我们就能够刚强而且有能力。
Then we can be strong and mighty.
神要我们向他来祷告。
And God wants us to pray to Him.
前一次我们讲到以斯拉的祷告。
And a few weeks ago, I shared with you the prayer of Ezra.
在归回殖民中，他们要重建。
And that was the time when they were about to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
不但要重建圣殿。
And not only to rebuild the holy temple.
重建圣名。
To rebuild the people of God.
他们要重建城墙。
And to rebuild the wall of the Jerusalem.
神呼召他的子民起来祷告。
God called his people to rise up and pray.
以斯拉忧闷惊惧而坐。
And Ezra was in shock and he was terrified and he sat and wept.
他站在神子民的地位上说我们犯了罪。
Standing at the position of God's people, he confessed to God that we have sinned against you.
他认识神的恩典。
He also realized the grace of God.
和神的子民一起起来对付所有的罪。
Therefore, together with people of God, they deal with their problems.
我们的神为什么要我们来依靠他，来向他祷告？
So why did our God want us to rely on him and pray to him?
为什么我们的神要他的儿女起来称颂他？
And why did he want his people to arise and exalt his name?
为什么他要神的百姓把自己摆上，拿出力量，拿出金钱来建造神的殿？
And why did God care to ask for his people to rise up and build his temple with their money and the materials?
当我们读到哈该书，
If you read the book of Haggai,
神说银子是我的，金子也是我的。
God claimed,Gold is mine, so is silver.
实在不是我们有什么能够拿给神。
Therefore, we know we really don't own anything with which we can offer to God.
是神要把他丰富的恩典来赐给我们。
Instead, God desires to bless us with His own abundant grace.
上个礼拜一，参加一个牧师们的晨祷。
And last Monday, I went to this prayer network of pastors.
他们请我在那个会中交通。
And I was asked to share some message.
那会后呢，有一位牧师。他拿着他一个新的电脑问我一些问题。
And after the meeting, there was this pastor came to me. He had some question about the new laptop he had.
然后他在那边给我看的时候，他非常高兴。
And he showed me as he was happy as he was showing me the computer.
他说这是他侄子给他的。
Because that was a present from his niece.
他说他一直想要买一台这个新的这个 laptop。
He said for the longest time I wanted to buy a laptop.
哎呀，他。去台湾一趟，因为他哥哥过世。
And because his older brother just passed away, so he went back to Taiwan.
他说要离开的时候，他只是送了他一个全新的。
And before he returned to the United States, his nephew gave him this.
正是他想要的。
That was exactly what he wanted.
哇，我看他真的好高兴。
I could tell he was very happy to get that.
他把那个电脑给我看的时候呢。
So when he showed me the computer.
那上面还有一个贴的一个标签哈。
And there was this sticker.
那上面写的葛氏兄弟公司。
It says, this belongs to the corporation of the brothers of Ge.
那以前那这位
Ge's brother,
他以前跟他哥哥在台湾呢是做这种事务机器啊、电脑啊这样的生意。
Because this pastor with his brother, they used to be in this business of making manufacturing computers or machines.
那这一次他哥哥过世了。
Now this time his older brother passed away.
他回去告诉那些侄子孩子们。
He went home and told all the relatives, the children of his brother.
他说我现在是在服侍神的。
He said, you know, I'm now a servant of God.
他说这整个公司都是你们的。
Therefore, I don't want anything to do with this business.
他说他都不要。
And I will forfeit all my ownership.
但是我就想到说，我们的弟兄当他拿到了一个computer 的时候，他那个高兴啊。
And I witnessed the joy that he had just by receiving a merely a laptop.
我就想到我们的神，所有的都是神的。
And that made me thought about how God owns everything.
银子是神的，金子也是神的。
Gold and silver are both God's.
所有的都是神的。
Everything belongs to God.
神乐意把这一切都给我们。
But God is willing to give to us His abundance.
可是今天我们把从神而的拿一点点给神的时候，
Yet the problem is when we try to give back to God a little bit of what He has given to me.
我们的神是何等的喜乐。
And the joy that brought forth to God is tremendous.
我们的弟兄他哥哥过世了，那个公司是葛氏兄弟公司啊，所以应该就是他的。
And that company belongs to the Girl's brothers. And since one of the two brothers died, so you can say the corporation now belongs to our pastor.
但他全部给了他的这个晚辈。
But he gave to his third generation completely.
可是得到一点点的时候，他里面这么喜乐。
And when he in return received a little gift, he was so happy.
我们感谢主，我们的神是那位丰富的神。
We are thankful to our God, for He is all abundant.
我们的神是乐意给的神。
He is willing to give.
他盼望我们来依靠他。
And He wants us to trust Him.
他盼望我们来向他祷告祈求。
To pray to Him.
我们一起来读一下尼希米记第一章。
Let's read together the book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read the book together.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年，基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我们在冬令会曾经讲过这段圣经。
We read the same passage in the winter conference.
那尼希米呢，他是在苏珊城里。
And Nehemiah at that time was residing in the city called Susa.
他是做王的酒政。
And he was a officer of the king.
那酒政呢，是跟王通常是一个有一个非常亲密的关系。
And his job was to serve wine to the king. And therefore he has a very close relationship with the king.
是王完全能够信任的一个人。
He has to be someone that king could trust.
那很多的时候他需要为王先来尝这个酒，来尝这个食物。
And many times he has to foretaste the wine the king was about to take.
那他在这个王宫的里面。
And he dwell in the palace.
苏珊城离耶路撒冷大概有800公里之远。
And Susa was in a city about 800 kilometers away from Jerusalem.
所以这样的一位尼希米住在王宫里，我想是一个非常丰富非常条件好的一个环境。
Therefore imagine his environment must be very nice and luxurious.
他心里却关心着耶路撒冷的。
However he cared only about the condition of the city of Jerusalem.
其实离他是非常的遥远。
A city which was in a distance.
特别在当时候他们的行走是没有像今天有这么方便的交通工具。
Especially at that time there's no traveling vehicles we can easily use to commute with.
那他听见耶路撒冷的光景。
But when he heard about the condition of Jerusalem,
他这边讲到说，这些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭了大难，受凌辱。
And here in verse 3 says, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are now in great trouble and disgrace.
并且城墙被拆毁。
The wall of Jerusalem is broken down.
城门被火焚烧。
And its gates have been burned with fire.
这是整个耶路撒冷的情形。
That was the condition of the city of Jerusalem.
当他听见了这些事情后，他怎么反应呢？
And what was his reaction upon hearing this?
请我们一起来读尼希米记第一章第四节到第十一节。
Let's read from verse 4-11.
Yeah, 4-11. 好，请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
我听见这话，就桌下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命律例典章。
Obey the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the forest, farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed.
就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是作王久正的。尼希米他听见这个话。
And when Nehemiah heard the bad news,
这个听见其实是很重要的。
The word hearing is very important here.
当人在讲耶路撒冷的情形，他听见了。
When people talk about the condition of Jerusalem, Nehemiah heard it.
表示说他真的关心耶路撒冷的光景。
That means he was someone who cares about the condition.
很多时候有人也跟我们讲各样的情况。
Many times you heard people talking about different conditions.
但是我们不一定有听见。
But many times we may hear, but we don't really listen it with our hearts.
好几次我的孩子跟我讲说，他们跟我说。说了什么什么事情
？Many times my kids accuse me of, they have told me certain things.
我说我根本就没有听见。
But the problem is, I don't think I have heard them.
可能我正在做工作。
Maybe, well, I was working at the time when they spoke.
所以我没有听见。
Therefore, I did not hear them.
那当然也是不够关心。
Of course, that means sometimes I don't pay enough attention.
有时候太太讲的话，先生没有听见。
And many times, wife would say something the husband never heard it.
先生讲的话，太太也没有听见。
The same way with the husband speaking to the wife.
今天尼希米他听见了。
But Nehemiah heard what was said.
他说我听见这话。
Therefore, in verse 4 says, when I heard these things.
当人说到耶路撒冷的光景。
When they talk about the condition of Jerusalem.
城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
How the wall was broken down, how the gates have been burned with fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们曾经讲到城墙的重要。
And we talk about the importance of having city wall.
城墙没有了。
When you don't have a wall.
以色列的百姓在耶路撒冷里面得不着分别。
And then there's no separation of the people inside the city.
得不着保护。
No protection for the people there.
没有见证能够彰显。
And there's no testimony established.
那这是整个城墙被拆毁的情形。
And that is the condition when the wall is broken.
曾经可能很多人都听见了这个情形。
And many people may have heard about the same condition.
但是他们可能没有什么反应。
The problem is they may not have any reaction to it.
耶路撒冷离苏珊城这么遥远。
And Jerusalem is situated in a place so far away from the city of Susa.
也许很多人说，那我也祷告。
People may say, you know, I pray.
我也关心。
I can.
但是呢，我们看看尼希米的反应。
But let's see what happened to Nehemiah.
他是怎么样反应呢？他就坐下哭泣。
What was his reaction? Here says, I sat down and wept.
他说悲哀几日
For some days I mourned
在天上的神面前禁食祈祷
And fasted and prayed before the God of heaven
说到当他听见这个消息之后他的反应是非常非常的迫切
You could tell he had this earnest reaction after hearing what happened
禁食不是一个方法
Stay on fasting is not a method
禁食就是说 你没有吃饭
Fast meansYou go without eating.
吃饭是我们最合理的需要。
Eating is something mandatory and necessary.
但是呢，他迫切到一个地步，他吃不下饭。
But his heart was so earnest to the point that he could not even eat.
他坐下哭泣，在那里悲哀。
He sat down and prayed. He mourned and fasted.
那这一个是一个他急切的反应。
And you could tell that was his reaction.
上个礼拜在圣盖博的祷告聚会中，有一位老姊妹，她为她的儿子祷告。
And last week when I was in St. Gabriel's prayer meeting, there was this elder sister prayed for her own son.
她的儿子现在染上了一个赌博的习惯。
Who has addicted to gambling?
啊，当姊妹在那里祷告的时候，那真的是撕裂心肠。
So when this mother prayed, she really tore her heart apart in praying.
那这样的一个灵，我相信神是会听她的祷告。
And I believe God listened to a prayer like that.
她的媳妇也在那个祷告会中。
And her sister, daughter-in-law also was in the prayer meeting.
我曾经听碧秋说，以前曾经见过她。
And I know Beatrice met her before.
在被主得回之前，她的样子。
And she described how this daughter-in-law was like before she was saved.
她对神家的事是漠不关心的。
She wasn't a person who cared less about what happened in God's house.
对她的家庭也是漠不关心的。
Also, whatever happened in her own house.
但是当我的老姊妹，我相信她为她的孩子的全家在祷告。
And I believe this elderly mom has prayed for her entire household.
神先把这个媳妇给带回来。
So what happened is God brought this daughter-in-law to be saved first.
现在呢, 她继续为她的儿子祷告。
Now they're continuing praying for their own son and husband.
那个负担, 那个沉重的感觉,
and you could feel the heaviness of their burden when they pray.
好像一下子就传到我们众人的身上。
And it's contagious and we could all feel it.
我想当尼希米听见
So when Nehemiah heard what happened to the city of Jerusalem, he must have that same heavy burden. Therefore, he prayed earnestly. Therefore, when we look around and see the condition in God's house, we pray the Lord put the same heavy burden in our heart so we will pray earnestly. God wants us to trust Him, to come into His presence, and pray to Him, and cry out to Him.
尼希米, 他怎么来祷告呢?
How did he pray?
他说, 耶和华天上的神,
he said, O Lord, God of heaven,
大而可畏的神啊,
the great and awesome God,
你想爱你, 守你诫命的人, 守约施慈爱,
who keeps his covenant of love with those who he loves and those who love him and obey his commands. At the time, Jerusalem was in a desolation. And Israelites were in the condition of being captivated. And those who survived the exile were nothing but minority. If you imagine what they encountered,
尼希米, 他的反应是说, 神啊, 你是那位大而可畏的神。
It's hard for us to imagine how Nehemiah could still pray that, Lord, you are great and awesome God.
你是那位守约施慈爱的神。
You are the one who keeps your covenant of love.
他第一个祷告是向神的颂赞。
And at first in his prayer was to praise God for what he is.
他不是在向神抱怨。
He wasn't complaining.
我想很多时候当我们遇见各样的难处,
Many times when we encounter difficulties,
神的子民怎么来到神面前祷告呢?
How do we pray?
神啊, 你为什么让我遭遇这样的难处?
Usually we will complain by saying, Why did you allow this to happen?
你为什么让我的儿子染上这个赌博的瘾啊?
Why did you allow my son to fall into that kind of trap of gambling?
也许我们有很多的问号,
A lot of times we start with many question marks.
但是我们祷告第一个来到神面前, 尼希米, 虽然四围都是荒凉, 他先来颂赞神。
But look at Nehemiah, we can learn from him. Even though he was surrounded by problems, the first thing he did in his prayer was to adore and praise God.
说到他是认识神的,
so you knew he was someone who understood what God was.
站在神的所示的上面,
he stood at the position of knowing who God is.
神是那位大而可畏的神。
God is the God that of awesome, that awesome God.
所以我们要认识神的所示。
Therefore, when we pray, we have to know who God is.
他是那位全能的神。
He is the God Almighty.
哈该在鼓励以色列百姓的时候, 他一讲到神, 他说是万军之耶和华。
And when Haggai encouraged the people of God, he said, The Lord Almighty.
他是认识神, 站在神的所示的上面,
so
他来祷告。
He knew who God was, therefore he stood at the position of someone who knew who God was.
我们的神是大而可畏的神。
He said, God, you are the great and awesome God.
他创造宇宙的万有。
You created all things in the entire universe.
我们的神大过我们所有的难处。
Therefore, God is greater than any problem we encounter.
大过所有仇敌的权势。
Greater than the power of the enemy.
所以你心里认识这位神。
Therefore, Nehemiah knew who God was.
这位神是大而可畏的神。
He is the great and awesome God.
那这位神呢, 像爱他, 守他诫命的人, 守约,
He is also someone who will keep his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. Therefore, our God is not just great and awesome.
他是守约的,
he also keeps his word and covenant.
The
Bible said, even though men are not faithful, but God is always faithful.
我们会失败, 我们会软弱,
we, yes, we do fail and we are weak. Only children of God will disobey the covenants of words. But with God, He is filled with loving kindness. Yes, we fail to keep our words, but God will stay faithful. For He is the one who keeps his covenant of love.
Oh, Nehemiah 真的认识这位神。
So Nehemiah truly knew who God was.
这位大而可畏的神。
He was a great and awesome God.
是满有恩典、满有慈爱的
神。But also he's the God who is filled with loving kindness.
所以他向着神里面是先是一个颂赞。
Therefore he started his prayer with adoration and worship.
我们在尼希米记一路上看见尼希米他真的是一个祷告的人。
And if you read the book of Nehemiah, you realize Nehemiah was the one who prays a lot.
但他也是借着祷告有行动的人。
And also he asks through his prayer.
所以这个祷告第一个要来颂赞神。
Therefore he started his prayer with praises and adoration.
我们读尼希米的祷告盼望主也开启我们的心。
When we read the book of Nehemiah, may the Lord open our eyes.
无论我们遇见多大的难处。
No matter what kind of difficulty you are encountering right now.
无论有多少的荒凉。
And doesn't matter how desolate the condition may be around you.
无论仇敌的攻击是多么的凶猛。
And no matter how severe the blow from the enemy may appear to be.
啊，我们认识我们的神是这位大而可畏的神。
But we know our God is the great and awesome God.
我们的神是守约施慈爱的神。
God is the one who keeps his covenant of love.
我们先把颂赞归给他。
Therefore, we can always praise him first.
这是所有祷告的一个秘诀。
And that is the secret of all prayer.
因为我们的神是配得赞美的那一位。
Because our God is worthy of all praises.
然后他下面再怎么样呢？
Then what did he do continuously?
他祷告说，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听。
In verse 6 says, Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear.
你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷。
The prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servant, the people of Israel.
他的祷告是充满了忍耐的祷告。
You could tell that he was very persistent in his prayer.
昼夜在神面前祷告。
He prayed day and night before God.
我们知道他在有具体行动之前有经过了好几个月时间就是单单在神面前祷告。
You know, before he actually put things into action, he prayed for months before God.
这是一个恒切的祷告。
So he prayed persistently.
这是一个忍耐的祷告。
And he prayed with endurance.
我们不是祷告完一次，哎，神怎么还没有听我的祷告？
And we don't just pray once and question how God hasn't answered it.
有些人就说，是不是神他不听这样的祷告？
Many people may ask, is that true that God doesn't listen to this kind of prayer?
是不是神不关心我的祷告？
Or because God doesn't care about my prayer?
弟兄姊妹，当我们有一个重的负担，
But if we truly have a heavy burden inside,
我们不会这么轻易的就放弃。
We don't just give up like that.
尼希米他是昼夜在神面前不住的祷告。
Therefore, he prayed day and night before God unceasingly.
神要我们这样子来向神来求。
And that's how God wants us to pray.
我们的神他是听祷告的神。
Our God is the God who listens to prayer.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个过程是比那个结果还要重要的。
But to God is more valuable in the process than what happened at the end.
当我们因着外面的需要我们迫切在神面前祷告。
When we pray earnestly, wholeheartedly for things that's outwardly before God,
神他开始他的工作。
God can start His work.
但是神不是这样子就把事情都完成了。
But many times God doesn't solve your problem like that.
神他要有一个过程。
Instead, He wants us to go through a process.
他在改变环境之前，他需要先改变我们。
Before He can change the outward problem, He has to first.Change us. He has first to change the one who prays.
当我们被改变了,
When we are changed,
环境也就会改变,
environment easily changed.
对神来讲, 真的是没有什么难成的事。
Because there's nothing impossible with God.
但是神看重的是我们这些人。
But what God cares about is we, the prayer.
所以为什么祷告这么宝贵?
So why is it so important to pray?
若你不来到神面前祷告,
If we don't come to God and pray,
很多时候环境苦就是苦，你就是熬也就是经过了。
Many times we choose to just endure through the difficult time.
很多人生病熬一熬也就过去了。
Sometimes we get sick, we just tolerate for a while, that sickness will pass away.
但是对你来讲没有一个真实神的工作。
But for you, that experience did not have any work of God.
但是当你祷告，
But instead, if you pray,
神把那个祝福，把他的生命坐在祷告的人身上。
And God bless you by working His own life into your life.
所以尼希米呢，他是昼夜的祷告。
Therefore, Nehemiah prayed day and night.
神要我们忍耐祷告，恒切的祷告。
And God wants to pray like that with endurance, with persistence.
他怎么祷告的呢
？And how did he pray?
他说：“承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。”
That we confess that we have sinned against you.
我与我父家都有罪了。
Including myself and my father's house.
那这个认罪的祷告，我们讲到以斯拉，他一开始祷告也就是认罪。
And when Ezra prayed, he also started by confessing his own sins.
主告诉我们说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才需要医生。
Jesus told us, those who are healthy do not need a doctor, only those who are sick will need a doctor.
当我们愿意把我们自己放下来
，Therefore, if we are willing to let go of our pride,
圣灵能够光照我们
，to allow the Holy Spirit to shine light,
看见我们的情。
To allow us to see our true condition.
忧伤痛悔的灵，神必不轻看。
And God will never despise a truly contrite heart.
很多时候，我们所遇到的环境，我们所抱怨的，好像都是我们外面的四围的人。
Many times we may point fingers to those people around us for the problems we encounter.
可是当我们真实来到神的面前
，But if we come honestly to God,
一个最宝贵的祷告就是说。主是我得罪了你。
The most precious prayer will be confessing our sin against Him.
很多时候，原本我们来到主面前，原本所想的、全心所有的，就是抱怨那个人的。
Initially, when we come to God in our prayer, we may start with complaining about a certain person.
但是真的被主遇见的时候，是主我得罪了你。
But if we meet with the Lord in that prayer, we will realize it is us who have sinned against Him.
问题不在别人身上。
The problem is not on other people.
问题是在我的身上。
Many times.I am the problem.
尼希米看见这个整个的问题，不是说仇敌在那里攻击，叫他们整个荒凉。
Therefore, when Nehemiah prayed, he did not blame enemies for the desolation.
他不是只是抱怨这一些波斯这些哪一些国家的人，他们把我们整个毁灭变成了这个样子。
He did not accuse of all the foreign nations that attacked them that caused their condition to become like that today.
他真实来到神的面前。
When he come honestly to God.
他说是我们犯了罪。
He recognized that was they who have sinned against God.
我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。
We Israelites committed sin against you.
他在那里承认。
He confessed with his mouth.
他说我与我父家都有罪。
Including myself and my father's house.
尼希米是站在神百姓所有的地位上。
So he stood in a position for the entire Israelites.
他不是你们犯了罪。
He did not say you Israelites have sinned against God.
我与我的父家都犯了罪。
But including myself and my father's house, we've all sinned against you, Lord.
啊，这是一个何等宝贵的灵。
And that's such a precious spirit he had.
当我们来到神面前祷告。
So when we come and pray to God.
有时候我们为着弟兄姊妹来祷告。
Or when we pray for brothers and sisters.
有时候我们为着我们的亲人来祷告。
Or pray for our loved ones.
为着我们的朋友来祷告。
Pray for our friends.
那真正祷告的人是站在他们。的地位上
A true prayer warrior will choose to stand at the people's position for whom you were praying.
当有人被罪捆绑
If someone is in the bondage of sin,
好像是我被罪捆绑
We pray as if we were in the same bondage.、
哦、我们需要认罪悔改
We need to confess our sins and repent.
因为实在来讲，我们的主他真的是为我们人人尝了死味
Because we know for everyone, our Lord has tasted the flavor of death.
主在十字架上，他为我们成为那个受咒诅的。
He himself became the cursed one for our sake upon the cross.
他站在我们的地位来向神呼求祷告。
He cried out and prayed by standing at our position.
那这样的祷告真的是摸着神的心。
And that kind of prayer touched the Father's heart.
我想我们求主真的开我们的眼睛。
We pray the Lord open our eyes.
带我们进入这样的一个代祷的生命里面
，so that we will truly grow in this life of praying for others.
啊，当我们说是我犯罪得罪了神
，so when we admit by saying it is I who has sinned against God.
啊，这个会摸着神的心
，that will touch the heart of God.
啊，这个所得着的赦免
，and the forgiveness we receive through that kind of prayer.
所带出祷告的果效
，and the blessing and the result of that prayer.
超过我们所想所求的
，will exceed what we can even imagine.
我盼望我们一起来进入这样的一个灵。
I pray that we all feel that precious spirit.
我们的祷告不是说他犯了罪，他做的这个是主啊，你拯救他，你释放他。
When we pray, we don't point finger where others says, Lord, he has sinned against you, set him free.
很多的时候的确我们也是这样有祷告的。
Yes, many times we do pray like that.
但是我们的灵是说主是我犯了罪。
But we pray with the spirit realizing that we all have sinned against him.
啊我们真的是看见尼希米他站在这样的一个地位。
And that's the position Nehemiah chose.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。
And what we have done are truly wicked.
没有遵守你借仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
And we have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses.
他承认以色列百姓和他自己他所犯的罪。
He confessed the sins of Israelites and himself.
他自己是站在以色列众民的地位上。
He stood at the position of the entire Israelites.
他下面有一个信靠神的这样的一个祷告。
And then after that, he has this prayer that's full of trusting attitude.
求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话说，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。
Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations.
他下面有一个但是。
And then he continued by saying, but...
他认识神的旨意神的应许
Because he knew God's promise
但你们若归向我
But if you return to me
谨守遵行我的诫命
And obey my commands
你们被赶散的人虽在天涯
Then even if you exiled the people are at the farthest horizon
我也必从那里将他们召聚回来
I will gather them from there
带到我所选择立为我民的居所
And bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling place for my name.
他信靠神。
He trusted God.
他认识神的应许是永远不改变的。
He knew God would never change about his promise.
我们看见在历史上说当一个国家完全被掳了以后
If you look at history of many nations who have been taken over,
是很难很难归回的。
It is very hard to re-establish that nation.
我们看见有多少的种族，他们一族一族的曾经也强大过。
And there are so many races throughout generation in the history. They have been strong.
但是一旦被毁掉
But once they are put out or destroyed,
很少很少看见有再归回的。
Rarely do you see their people return.
不但这一批的以色列百姓，他们从被掳之地能够归回。
Not only just this group of Israelites that survived the exile.
我们也看见在之后以色列民他们更是分散在世界的各地。
We also saw what happened to Israelites. They were scattered in all corners of this world.
超过两千年之久。
And after about 2,000 years.
但是现在的以色列国能够复国，这也是一个很大的神迹。
It is a great miracle that Israel can actually re-establish their kingdom here.
这个国本来没有了。
It was a nation that was foregone.
以色列民是分散在世界各地。
Israelites have been scattered in all corners.
他们所讲的希伯来话也没有了。
And even the language they spoke, the Hebrew, was gone.
但是神的应许。
But because God has promised,
叫他的子民能够再一次的归回
they were able to return,
恢复他们来到神的面前的一个情形
to reestablish the ability to come back to their God.
但是我们知道，我们读旧约是一个预表，是一个图画
We all know what happened and described in the Old Testament is nothing but a foreseeing of what's going to happen later on.
今天的犹太人，今天的以色列百姓。
The Israelites today or the Jewish today.
今天神告诉我们说到有一天以色列的全家都要得救。
Bible promise, one day the entire Israelites will return to me.
所以全世界的基督徒还要为他们祷告。
That's why Christians in the world will still pray for Jews to be saved.
但是实在来讲他们是神的选民。
Because they were the first chosen people of God.
我们也实在看见神的应许是那样的奇妙。
And then God's promise is just marvelous.
尼希米他信靠神
And Nehemiah trusted God.
他知道只要神的百姓回转
He knew as long as people turned their hearts toward God.
无论他们被掳到多远的地方
It doesn't matter how far they have been cast away.
神能够把他们带回来
God can always bring them back to him.
他向神在那里祷告
So he prayed to God.
他祷告说主啊求你撤听你仆人的祈祷
So in verse 11, says, Oh Lord, let your ear be attentive to this prayer of this your servant.
他下面说和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷。
And to the prayer of your servant who delight in revering your name.
他知道说这个祷告不单是他个人的祷告。
So he knew he wasn't the only one who prayed.
他说这个祷告也是你众仆人的祷告。
Also, Lord, consider this prayer the prayer of all of your servants.
到了启示录最后，他讲到有一个金香炉的祷告。
At the end of the book of Revelation, it talks about the prayer of golden incense.
那讲到一个众圣徒的祷告。
And that is the prayer of all saints.
特别告诉我们说，这个祷告到了一个地步，把神的心意能够完满了。
And the prayer will accumulate to a point one day God's purpose will be fulfilled because of prayer.
借着众圣徒的祷告，神的旨意能够完成。
God's will can be accomplished because the prayer of many.
有人讲说我们每一次的祷告好像在那个天平上放上一张名片一样。
And people are illustrating our prayer like put the scale. Or each prayer is like putting a piece of a business card on the scale.
本来这个天平这一头有一个很大很大非常重的一个石头啊。
Initially, on one side of the scale was this heavy problem.
那我们这一个祷告呢不过像个名片
and each prayer is like as light as a piece of a business card
好像这个非常的轻非常的不起眼的
it seems to be so insignificant
但是呢众圣徒的祷告
but when the prayer of many saints
一次一次就是放了一张名片上去
it's offered as one business card after the other
奉主耶稣基督的名、啊、
in the name of Jesus we pray
那每一次的祷告你觉得好像也不过就是我的一个祷告
and every time when we pray we feel that was justIt's my personal prayer offered.
到有一天，这个金香炉的祷告。
Until one day,
整个祷告完成了神的旨意。
The prayer just was like the prayer of the golden incense. Suddenly, we were able to fulfill the promise of God.
那个天平突然之间被翻过来了。
Suddenly, we overturned the scale.
我们宝贵今天主给我们机会，能向神来祷告。
We cherish every opportunity that God has given to us that we can pray to Him.
我们的神，他侧耳听，他睁眼看。
He is attentive with His ears and eyes.
他那么乐意听我们的祷告。
He is willing to listen to our prayer.
当你个人在祷告的时候
When you make your personal prayer,
你也知道说你不是一个孤单的在那里祷告
You have to know you are not praying alone
我们虽然看见好像尼希米他自己在那里祷告
It looked like Nehemiah was alone in his prayer
但他的祷告也是神众仆人的祷告
But he also offered up as the prayer of many servants of God
这是一个同心合一的祷告
Therefore that's the prayer of one accord
当教会开始的时候，众圣徒同心合一的祷告。
When the church was initially started, all saints prayed together.
带下整个圣灵的大降临。
And brought down the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Pentecost.
我们求主把这样的祷告赐给我们。
We pray the Lord give us a prayer like that.
在一个灵里面。
In one spirit we pray.
叫我们在一个负担的里面。
With the same burden we pray.
我们同心合一的向神来呼求。
In one accord we pray and cry.Out to God.
尼希米他是一个祷告的人。
Nehemiah was someone who prayed.
当他遇见各样的问题，他第一件事情就是来到神面前祷告。
The first thing he did whenever he sees problem is to pray.
他祷告完了这些，他讲到说他在王面前是做酒证的。
At the end, he said, "I was a cupbearer to the king."
但是当他听见了耶路撒冷的情形，他真的里面非常的忧愁。
But when he heard about the condition of Jerusalem, his heart grieved.
他哭泣悲哀，我想那个愁容啊，被王看见了。
And he wept and he mourned. I guess his face must show sadness. Even the king noticed.
作为一个酒证来讲，你的愁容被王看见，这是一个很严重的事。
Usually, that's a very serious offense if you have the sadness on your face when you serve the king the wine.
王问他说：“你要求什么
？”But instead, the king says, "What do you want me to do?"
那尼希米呢？圣经告诉我们，于是我默祷天上的神。
Then while he was doing that, he said, "I pray my heart to the God in heaven."
他的眼前遇见的是这个王。
He was facing the king.
但他的里面呢，却是连于天上的神。
But innerly, he was connected to the God in heaven.
我想我们都会有这样的经历。
I think many times we had a similar experience.
我记得有一次、我们在申请一个改建的那个 permit
I remember one time we were applying for a permit to remodel our garage
因为我们 garage 呢是需要 把它扩大做一个能够聚会的地方。
Because we want to expand our garage to make into a meeting place.
我跑到那个市政府去。
So I went to the city hall.
结果每一次呢，他告诉我说，哎，这个东西你要稍微这样改一下。
Every time I went, the guy at the planning division will ask me to make some change.
然后我又跑到建筑师那里说，哎，我们需要做这样的调整。
So I have to go to the architect and make the revision.
然后再跑回来给他看。
And return to the city and show the guy.
结果他每一次又看到一个新的东西。
But every time he will have a new problem.
啊，你这个梁超过了一个长度，要找一个这个叫什么？结构工程师来算一算。
Is it, you know, the size of your beam is exceeding the standard size, so you need to have the licensed structural engineer to sign off on this.
跑了好几趟。
So I went back and forth many times.
最后
，Lastly，
他说好，都可以了。
He said, "All right, now it's fine."
那你这个两个 last 呢，到那个康体的中心的一个地方啊 ，Raker 的一个地方，把它两个 lock 要tie在一起，他说就没问题了。
All you need to do now is go to the county's Raker office and tie the two locks of your residence.
好，我就赶快跑啊，跑到那个 downtown 去。
So I rushed downtown to the Raker's office.
把这个东西都拿好了。
And finish the procedures.
我心里就怕他变心啊。
I was so afraid he would change his mind.
那就赶快跑到这个找到同样的一个人。
So I rushed back to the same guy.
我说好，我这东西都齐全了。
I said, look, everything is ready.
早上才给他看过。他说没问题啊。
In the same morning, he said, "Everything's done. Just tie the lock."
赶快拿了回来，马上给他看啊。
I returned with his request.
他一看
，He looked at it.
我们旁边家有在一个厕所。
You know, when we expand the garage, we put a small a bathroom next door.
他说这个厕所不能放旁边。
So you can't put this half a bath on the side of the building.
他说要放在中间。
It has to be right in the middle of your place.
中间我们聚会厅啊。
I was thinking, how can you have a restroom in the middle of a meeting place?
中间聚会厅中间怎么放个厕所呢
？How can you put a restroom in the middle of a meeting place?
他说他问一下旁边的人。
So he said, let me check with my coworkers.
那旁边的人看一看说，对啊，应该放中间，不能放旁边的。
His coworker agreed, says that it should be right in the center of your garage.
我看这都没有什么转圜的余地啊。
And I felt there's just no way to change their mind.
那天面对这个检查的这个官员呢、啊、
？I was facing the officer of the county office, that city office.
我的心里默祷天上的神。
At the same time, I pray to God of heaven. At the same time,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
不管你环境是怎么样
，It doesn't matter the condition.
我们可以默祷天上的神。
We can always pray to God in heaven.
那天祷告我是也是非常的特别。
You can imagine that was very earnest prayer. It was very unique.
神所跟我讲的话。
What God said to me.
神所点出来的。
What He pointed out in my heart.
其实是说。你先要把自己奉献给我。
God told me, offer yourself to me.
所以我在那里默祷天上的神。
So I was praying to God of heaven.
第一件事，主，我把自己奉献给你。
The first thing I end up doing is to offer myself to God.
然后我跟他讲说，你可不可以去问一下你的这个 supervisor?
Then I asked the guy, can you go check with your supervisor?
啊，这个人听到好像很不高兴的。
He wasn't happy upon hearing my request.
他的意思好像就是这不可能的。
It's like, you know, there's no way out in this.
不单他这样看，他的同事也是这么看法。
Because both of him and his co-workers agree.
我再请求他说，你可不可以去问一下你 supervisor?
Regardless, I made the request again. Please check with your supervisor.
他不甘心情不愿的说，好吧。
Very reluctantly, he went into another office.
当他进去以后，
After、
我心中默祷天上的神。
Again, I pray to God of heaven in my heart.
感谢主，他一出来就说，签个字 ，OK。
He walked out the office and he said, OK.
好像原本你看起来不可能的一个情形
，It was a situation you felt there's no way to overcome，
就这么改变了。
But it was changed, simple as that。
弟兄姊妹，我们随时可以默祷我们天上的神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can always pray to God of heaven anytime。
尼希米面对这个王
，Nehemiah facing the king，
他祷告天上的神。
He prayed to the God of heaven。
感谢主，神为他开路。
And we thank the Lord for God opened the way for him。
神许可他，不是这个王。王许可他能够回到耶路撒冷去
，and the king allowed him to return to Jerusalem.
而且王还乐意的帮助他
，but also he was willing to help him.
我们看见尼希米他是一个祷告的神
，so you could tell he was a man who prayed.
在尼希米记第四章
In Nehemiah chapter 4,
当他们遇见仇敌对他们的耻笑,
when they encounter the mocking and the teasing of the enemies,
仇敌藐视他们,
enemies despise them.
但是尼希米的反应是怎么样呢?
But what was Nehemiah's reaction?
我们的神啊, 求你垂听。
He said, Hear us, O our God.
因为我们被藐视。
For we are despised.
求你使他们的毁谤归于他们的头上。
Turn their insults back on their own heads.
使他们在掳盗之地作为掠物。
Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity.
他仇敌耻笑他们。
When enemy mocked them,
他祷告天上的神。
Nehemiah prayed to God of heaven.
我们的神啊。
Oh, our God.
当仇敌要起来攻击他们
When enemy was attacking them,
拦住他们建造的工程
try to stop them from building the city.
尼希米是怎么反应呢
What was Nehemiah's reaction?
四章九节说然而我们祷告我们的神
Verse 9 says, But we pray to our God.
然而我们祷告我们的神
But we pray to our God.
弟兄姊妹跟我们同在的比仇敌更多更大
Dear brothers and sisters, the one who is with us is much greater than the enemy.
无论仇敌怎么样的强势
Therefore, no matter how strong our enemy may appear to be.
然而我们祷告我们的神
But we can always pray to our God.
他不单只是祷告
And Nehemiah doesn't just pray.
他说就因他的缘故就派人看守
He also posted guard day and night.
昼夜防备
To meet this threat.
今天神要我们都起来祷告
And God wants to pray
祷告我们天上的神
Pray to the God of heaven
但是尼希米的祷告是有行动的
And Nehemiah doesn't just pray He had action to follow
他不单只是在苏珊城中为着耶路撒冷祷告
He did not stay in the city of Susan And pray for the city of God
他真实的有行动
But he was a man who had action
回到耶路撒冷
He returned to Jerusalem
细细的查看
He paid attention and examined carefully the condition
呼召神的百姓
And he called the people of God to rise and rebuild
他们真实的起来建造
And so they had true work to rebuild
遇见了仇敌起来祷告
And when they encountered the difficulty from the enemies They prayed again
但这个祷告带给他们一个积极的力量
And the prayer brought forth the power to work further
他们派人看守
So they set up guards to watch over the city
一面做工一面拿着兵器
Therefore, on one hand they have weapons in their hand On the other hand they have tools to rebuild
个人都负起自己的责任
Everybody takes up their own responsibility
把所有的破口堵住
To fix all the breakage
互相扶持互相帮助
And help each other
把整个城墙建造起来
So the city could be rebuilt
弟兄姊妹当我们讲到教会的建造
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about the rebuilding of the church,
我们需要从祷告开始
We have to start from prayer.
祷告我们天上的神
Pray to the God of heaven.
我们的神是大而可畏的神
The great and awesome God.
我们的神是守约是慈爱的神
The God who keeps his covenant of love.
我们求主借着祷告
Through our prayer,
他的工作能够成就在我们中
间。God can fulfill His work among us.
我们为着我们的亲人祷告。
For our loved ones, we should pray.
我们为着每一个家庭祷告。
For each family in God's house, we should pray.
我们为着福音祷告。
For the gospel, we should pray.
我们彼此代祷。
We should intercede for one another.
我们相信神会做奇妙的
工作。We believe God can do wonders in among us.
弟兄姊妹，叫我们单单的来依靠主。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let's trust God alone.
我们请。唱462首
Let's sing the song 462
我唯靠你
And I rest on you
主是我们的盾牌
For you are our shield
我们的里面何等的安稳
Therefore we can rest in him
我们依靠他我们得以刚强得以有能力
When we rest on him we will rely on his strength
请我们一起来唱
Let us sing it together
我唯靠你你是盾牌挡风